This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We've got the member of Melbourne here, Ellen Sandel, from Greens, to talk about all things that I care about.
Go for it, Thomas. Take it away.
Hey, Ellen, how are you going today? Thanks for joining us here on Joy.
Thanks so much for having me. I've just come back from maternity leave and I've got a five-month-old, so I'm on minimal sleep, so you'll have to forgive me.
No, you're a little bubba. It's fine.
Don't worry. I know exactly what it's like. I also have a co-host that's 20. It's like having a five-month-old. I have to burp it, keep it on track. You know, it's all okay. But look, I'm actually really upset. And on the heels of the climate strike, Ellen, you're encouraging people to actually start getting involved and actually start demanding action from our local PMs. What can we do?
Well, that's absolutely right. I don't know about you guys, but I was so inspired to see all the young people hitting the streets a couple of weeks ago. And I think we've really reached a tipping point on climate change where young people are standing up and saying, no way, you are not destroying my future like this. And it's only going to get bigger and bigger. And a lot of people went to the strike probably think, well, what do I do now? We're encouraging people to go and actually meet their state MPs, because lots of people don't know that this Daniel Andrews Labor government is actually opening up a lot of our state to fossil fuel development, gas, coal, investing in coal projects, and, you know, that's not compatible with saving us from climate change. So we're running a bit of a campaign to get people to go meet their local MP, say, hey guys, what's with all this fossil fuel development? How about we move to 100% renewables instead and really put the heat on them?
Isn't that funny? I do follow Dan Andrews on social media because I like to know what's happening up there, and he likes to mention how much he's spending on rail and trains, but he doesn't tell us he's going to open a new coal mine. That's kind of sad, Danny. Tell us all that's going on up there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a new coal mine, but what they've actually done is we've got the dirtiest coal plants in the whole country right here, including one called Yallourn.
Correct.
And what they actually did is that they actually extended their licences for more years. So they were supposed to close in a few years. And the government's actually said, no, you can stay open until 2032, 2048 for one of them, which is just disastrous. And they are actually also exploring for gas across the state and offshore as well. So not projects that are really compatible with his image. He likes to talk about renewable energy, but it's not quite what the reality of what he's doing.
Oh, who would have believed that someone in Parliament up there in Spring Street wouldn't be telling us what really goes on behind backdoor deals?
Exactly.
But let's not go there. You know, I get all the conspiracy theories.
I know you do, don't you? I'm not going to play the theme, though.
But look, another thing that's really happening, Australia has the fourth highest level of species extinction in the world.
Oh,
and this is just crazy. We're logging still. We're putting a lot of species in dangers. What are the Greens trying to do to stop this?
Yeah, it's a really sad situation, and people are, again, becoming more and more aware of species that are going extinct and habitat loss. And so we're actually pushing for an inquiry in Victoria, because the government hasn't put very much focus on protecting our environment and nature. In fact, they do things that destroy it, like continue to log out old high conservation value forests across the state. And so we're actually saying, let's have a parliamentary inquiry. Let's actually talk to the scientists, let's talk to the people who are on the ground doing work, and figure out what we can do about this extinction crisis. We know there are some easy solutions, like stop logging, and there are some others that we still need to investigate. But people, some of your listeners who might live across rural and regional Victoria, will know that invasive species are out of control. Deer are out of control on our roads, in our national parks, and across our farmland. And we actually need to do something about it, because it's reaching crisis point. And as people say, no jobs on the dead planet.
That is correct. And it's pretty scary. I mean, we've got some of the most gorgeous animals in the world. And I was watching a thing from Dr. Chris Brown the other day. Our poor wombats have got a mite. They're dropping off left, right and centre.
No.
We cannot lose anything else.
Wombats are so cute too.
That's right. And the Victorian emblem is actually this beautiful little possum called the Leadbeater's possum, or the fairy possum that lives in old forests. And we're actually just logging their habitat, and they're becoming extinct. There's less than 1,500 of them left in the world. And that's just heartbreaking for me.
Yeah, well, maybe you should start giving our native animals a right to vote. That might actually make Parliament start doing things. Just give them a vote.
Yeah. Well, they can't, but we've got to be their voice. So I encourage people to contact the Upper House MP and say support this inquiry because we need to do more about extinction.
If I add three things on my email when I complain to my local member, does that away? Should I send a separate issue on each email? Does that have more impact?
Oh, it's up to you. I think the most impact is actually calling up and asking for a meeting and saying, I live in your area, I've got a right to have a say, you represent me, can I come in and have a meeting? And we've actually got some information on our website, very easy two-page fact sheet people can download that gives them the information that means people will be confident going into a meeting that you know what to say.
Excellent.
I quickly want to touch on public housing because the LGBTQI plus people face disproportionate rates of homelessness and family rejection. So this is a topic that's pretty relevant and hits home to a lot of people in our community.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, I don't want to just come on and talk about all the bad things that are happening, but it is our role to hold the government to account. And the Labor government is actually selling off a lot of our public housing, particularly in the inner city, in places like North Melbourne that I represent, Brunswick, Northcote. And they're actually selling off these old public housing estates to private developers. Mm-hmm. There's going to be nice, brand spanking new, fancy apartments and a bit of social housing, but actually we should be using these estates primarily for public housing because there are over 50,000 people on the waiting list and that's just unacceptable. And as you say, LGBTIQ people face a lot of discrimination often when it comes to housing and higher rates of homelessness, and it's not acceptable.
And great, and that's great. So the government takes a few million, some developer slaps up some units, people pay overpriced, and they're not even built correctly. Build them correctly and give them to the people
then
in the state.
And they catch on fire.
Correct. People in the state who actually need it. Look, Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. We won't leave you away from your baby too long. Congratulations. And next time, hopefully we can talk about something happy. But
yes,
we will all jump on and we're going to get behind you. Thank you so much for being up there in Spring Street and making sure keep those bastards honest.
Thanks for having me.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.